Atlanta-based rapper Gucci Mane got out of prison last May. A month later, he released a new album and headlined at the Fox Theater. He's been busy over the past year, and this weekend he'll perform in Atlanta. I talked with Georgia-based hip-hop artist Mekonnen and hip-hop scholar Regina Bradley about Gucci Mane's influence on hip-hop in the South. Regina was actually surprised we were even talking about Gucci Mane.
I still can't believe we're doing interviews about Gucci Mane on NPR.
I love that.
I can't believe it either. Let's talk about that more. But I would imagine that there's a number of public radio listeners that have maybe never heard either of Gucci Mane or heard his music. So let's take a listen to probably his most well-known track, which is Icy. What you do, 'cause we icy, so icy, we icy, so icy. All these girls excited. So, Mekonnen, I think Regina is over there giggling because she can't believe we're playing that on public radio. But okay, so Lynn, let's talk a little bit about this, because one of the reasons we're talking about Gucci Mane is the fact that so many people in Atlanta and in the South and throughout the country point to him as such an influence. And Mekonnen, you're one of those people, are you not?
Yes, I am.
What makes him so influential?
I guess because he represents for like a lot of people in the South, and I've just grew up in Atlanta knowing about him, but I know like his reach and his influence is all throughout the South. He keeps his relevancy from like staying connected with the times and supporting the new artists that are coming up rather than, you know, shunning them or trying to just ride their wave. He embraces them, and you know, like he just gives everybody a chance, you know what I'm saying? He's like here not just for himself. So that's what a big thing is. That's why he's still to be incarcerated, still has a huge influence and still is on the scene, because he's for the scene and not just trying to be seen.
Well, there's a lot, Regina, in what Mekonnen just said. And I wanted to play this clip from Gucci Mane himself, in which he's talking about kind of what motivates him.
I've always been working to get to the point I am now, to continue to put out music. It was always my goal, and it still is my goal, to get this point to do what I do now. Be a CEO of my own self, my own friends, my own family, and we make music and make millions of dollars. That's what I do it for.
I mean, Regina, we're talking about an artist who's been unbelievably prolific, just a massive number of, he's had solo albums on major labels, he's had solo albums that he released independently, he's had mixtapes, collaborative albums, that doesn't even include the number of guest appearances he's made. So I wonder how important, how significant is it that he works independently as opposed to only releasing things through the major record labels?
One of the reasons he's particularly important is we have to understand the way that hip-hop is consumed in this kind of contemporary moment, in this present moment, is that we have the internet, we have social media, we have these independent mediums that allow for us to be exposed to new artists, and also those artists who are able to take advantage of production-wise and release-wise what that means. And I really think that, you know, Gucci Mane more than anybody is reflective of what that kind of ambition means, especially in a social media moment. I had a student that told me that Katy Perry's, what is it, Dark Horse, Magic Horse?
Yeah, Dark Horse, I think.
Dark Horse was trapped, and I about had a panic attack and a heart attack in front of the classroom, because I was like, what exactly made it trap? And they were just talking literally about the way that it sounded. And I found that problematic, especially.
Well, let me stop you here then, because can you then give us your definition of what defines trap music? Because I'm about to ask you about how Gucci Mane changed trap music. So let's, I guess, define our terms first. What is trap, according to you?
Well, trap, according to me, is a subgenre of hip-hop that came out of Atlanta that demonstrated drug culture specific to this an urban South.
Okay, so I'm going to take this to you, Mekonnen, but let me play you this comment. Let's go to the hip-hop producer, Zaytoven. And he's speaking about Gucci Mane and his sort of position as sort of a founder of trap. Let's take a listen.
We respect Gucci so much because Gucci will bring everybody together. He the mayor, like, he's the main guy when you talking about trap music. That's who you want to hear, though. Everybody else is, you know, understudies and doing their thing, but he just like the big dog. And he putting on everybody, he giving everybody a shot.
Yeah.
So, Mekonnen, how do you think Gucci, you agree with that? You'd call him the mayor of trap music.
Yeah, or the godfather for me. You know, like, but he is giving everybody a shot. He gives the producers a shot. I mean, like, countless producers have made great careers from, you know, Gucci Mane giving them a shot, as well as artists and as well as video directors and, you know, just everybody who's in the arts and being creative. Like, he's somebody that come around and give you a shot, and you, next thing you know, your stuff is on television, and then you have other big labels calling to work with you and stuff, and it all started from the opportunity right there with him.
That's Georgia-based hip-hop artist Mekonnen and hip-hop scholar Regina Bradley.